Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
What is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
My search history includes this week, Italian pizza guy sign. I was looking for, did you see, I tweeted it out. I was looking for a very specific piece of Chuck E. Cheese decor from, I would say, maybe the late 80s. I've seen pictures of it. It was in my Chuck E. Cheese growing up. I'm like, I wonder, because now they're, you know, they're taking all the old shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good time to be collecting stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to stuff, as with my friend Steve. Also, someone in Zeit Gang, I just want to shout out really quick. The last time I was on and I talked about the animatronics and how I'm looking for one, someone in an undisclosed location who wishes to remain anonymous mailed me one of the guitars that appears on stage at Chuck E. Cheese. They were able to swipe it from a location. And now I have a cheese guitar hanging on my wall. But I was looking for Italian pizza guy sign. And it does. I found one. I have to drive to Michigan to get it, so I can't have it. But it says on it, it's Pasquale the chef. Right? It said, and on it, it says Italian pizza guy. I've got a pizza.
Oh my God.
And then there's four pizza chefs. It's supposed to be like an album cover, like a platinum album called I've got a pizza. Yeah. By Italian Pizza Guy.
Where is it at?
Is that like a play on Inagata da Vita?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just know that it costs $350.
No, it does not. Where?
It costs so much money, and you can only pick it up in Michigan.
Where in Michigan?
Oh, I was going to guess Italy.
Where,
because
where
it's
on
so
the hand?
Italian.
It very much is. Wait, where is it? It says local pickup only $350.
only.
In
for the low price of.
In Shelbyville, Michigan. They refuse to ship.
Shelbyville?
Where's Shelbyville?
Like the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's right next to Springfield.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, you know, the Zeitgang runs far and wide.
Who wants to go on an errand to Shelbyville, Michigan?
We'll prepay for it, pick it up, just package it and ship it.
$350. But there's only one. They've got the market.
I'm sure a listener out there has access to something like this. If we, as a community, come together to locate some of these casted away items from the bygone old school Chuck E. Cheese. We can find these things.
Avocado pizza.
There was a dude on Instagram, the homie Jacob hits me up and DMs me photos of Taco Bell drive-thru signs. He's
no
like, yo,
way.
You want these? And I was like, bro, I would pick them shits up.
The Zeitgang is a powerful force.
Yeah.
Force of nature.
I mean,
do you think he went out and stole them to impress you?
Nah, they were...
like that guy who shot Reagan for Jodie Foster?
Apparently, like, the signs were decommissioned, and some kid who worked at Taco Bell, like, handed them off to his homie, and he's just like, yo, I don't know, I got these signs.
I love it.
Real quick, let's talk about Peloton. So that ad that I was certain had been done intentionally to, like, go viral but be bad...
To get like more name recognition?
Just, I don't know. Yeah. It just seemed so, like the performance was so weird and uncanny and the whole idea behind it was so strange. But apparently they have lost over $1 billion since that ad broke.
In response to that? Or because I know they've been in trouble too, financially.
So they also lowered their prices.
Right.
But that lowering of the prices is part of like also a marketing push to like make it more of a broadly adopted thing. So it's like part of the same strategy. It's like, well, we won't charge as much and instead we'll reach everyone with our amazing messaging like this ad.
What a gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, again, so many people were looking at that ad and being like, this isn't real. There's nothing real about like the ad. Not to say that all ads are reality based, but like you're saying, it really felt like this weird dream world where everything was perfect. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, where's the dude who's like 36 and like tried to play pickup basketball and just his cardio was all fucked up and got mad. He started looking at his old high school yearbook. It's like, I used to have it. And then he gets on his Peloton and starts singing all the people that have made fun of him in the past. And by his ED and his lack of hair, he's balding and he's trying to do it better by his life and become more healthy and fit. I think that would be something that would resonate with people.
Whoa.
So the ad should have been about you.
Who?
What?
Oh.
No, not you.
Jack, that was really mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. That would have been nice if it was about me.
The thing that I've... Like, the ad is so deeply sad. Like, it's like one of the most upsetting things I've ever seen. Like, the woman... Like, yes, she has, like, a... Like, what would be considered a perfect life on Instagram, but... It also is completely devoid of meaning, and it like just seems like she's just finding these artificial ways to like give meaning to her life, and then she's making a video about the fact that her life had no meaning until this Peloton bike was given to her by her husband, who apparently was your life is empty here.
I wonder if at the end...
I love a good wife guy. He's a good... I love my stationary bike wife.
Yeah, he doesn't talk. I mean, it would have been fitting. It seemed like the momentum of that commercial, like at the end where they're watching the video of her being like, and it's like so great for my life. He'd be like, all right, now get your ass back on that bike.
Right.
I got to go do my nameless job somewhere to make $1 billion.
I got to go back to... browsing Ashley Madison.
Weren't they like saying though they were trying to prove that like people did like the commercial or something? Like where they were like, yo, this commercial's fucked up, and they're like, no.
Yeah, they were like people just misinterpreted it and here's proof. And they sent like a handful of emails they received from people being like, yes, that is my life.
That is, and that's even sadder.
Well, what about this one from Shell Gasoline Sandwich?
And a single Facebook post. A single Facebook post.
For the spend on that fucking ad, and all you could dig up is one shitty receipt on Facebook.
One supportive Facebook post.
What was it by supportive being like? Well, I thought it was okay.
It was from a woman who liked the ad. Yeah.
Oh well, I mean, if a woman says so, then they're off the hook.
I mean, as a father to a woman,
As a,
I believe this is fair. The whole thing, again.
This is new to me. I didn't know that this was a thing.
The commercial?
Yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Peloton ad.
Hold on. Let's pause 1 second. Yes. You have to see this.
All right, we're going to pause for a moment. Jamie's going to watch it, and then we'll start recording again.
Okay. That is very, it's just like the, it's just, so she doesn't have a job?
I don't know. She came home from somewhere.
Oh, she did come home from somewhere five wearing high-heeled shoes.
Are you surprised, Jamie?
I am.
Oh, my God. Wow. And then at the end, does it imply that she has a son? She has a kid?
Yeah, she has a kid. Yeah.
She has abandoned her kids who's starving.
Yeah. Her life is meaningless.
If you look in the back, you can see the child slowly wither away.
There's like one kid that's passed out from like, that's why. And then the husband just comes in at the end.
Yeah.
Just to be baby. Yeah. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
You get back on that bike.
And then he like gets on the phone to brag to his friends. It's amazing, dude. I got her a bike and now she's like, totally hot.
She's
like
off my. Yeah. She looks like she's made out of granite, and she's totally off my fucking back. Who wrote that? That wasn't.
And then her like weird book report video at the end. It's like that's the other part. Like, I understand. I need you to make a vlog. Where they're shitting down. Like it's a vlog class project.
And bring it to him. Well,
what do you think? I think that's the saddest part for me. Is they do a, like when they first reveal that what we're watching is a vlog of her journey getting a Peloton and using the Peloton that she has made for her husband, it cuts out and she's looking at her husband with like such like anxiety, like, is he going to like it? The right. video that I made for
have
him
I done
about
good?
How.
Can I have our PIN
yeah,
number?
Yeah, have I done good?
Oh my God.
Can I have
God,
our PIN number?
Yeah.
He's like, he changes the PIN number every week.
Oh right. my God.
And if she
can
bikes
enough. Can I have
financial
enough, autonomy in this
she
relationship?
Can, yeah, she gets the PIN number if she bikes enough. And she makes a good book report.
I tell you, the PIN number is going to be 1018. When your weight on that scale reads 101.8
pounds. My God. That is
like the kind of shit. Like, right.
That is disturbing. Like, there's no point in history where that commercial would make sense.
Right.
It's not like, oh, it's like they're making a commercial 40 years ago. Like,
no.
Or it's not, it doesn't make any sense. She has a job.
It's a completely new, weird, like, Black Mirror type. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Man. You know, though, I think if I got married, I would give my spouse homework. You know, it seems like he got her a bike and he gave her fucking homework. I'm like, does she get to give him homework?
Right. No, definitely not.
No.
She's just concerned that her honey is pleased with the video.
He's got one of their kids locked in a panic room. And he's like, I will give you the combination once you hit 100 miles on the bike.
Just a simmering level of like anxiety that exists in that household.
There's a kid in a panic room in that house, guaranteed.
For certain.
Right. It's just so, a lot of people, I mean, some people are like, it's not so bad because it's sexist. Well, but they're saying it's bad because of the copywriting. Okay, sure. I don't know. The copywriting is also bad, but they're saying how it goes from like a present story of coming down the stairs, but she's covering her own eyes. You know what I mean? And then it's a scene switch when then she's on the bike, but filming herself. And now it forces the audience to be like, well, then who are we to this person with this perspective switch? And then like,
well, then that suggests that at the unveiling of the present, she like set up a camera to be like, this is the big moment when I get my present. But she had to do all of the things I would imagine. Right.
Yeah.
Like, right. Oh, for
she's
sure.
Covering her own eyes.
And then but then they're saying like, are we the collective we, are we the husband in this? We're looking at the video she's basically filming for him.
Right. Well, I think that...
So it's all, as they say in the thread, all her work, ... is for us.
Right.
Like, and we are looking at her tormented eyes as the husband.
She does look like she's about to cry in every single shot.
Yeah.
It seems like she's like on the verge of...
Her eyebrows are very expressive.
Yeah. And like her eyes are kind of glassy too. Like she.
And then they go and they say, the story isn't a personal journey. She does not change. She does not overcome. She does make a lot of facial expressions at us/the husband stand-in.
The
star of the commercial, who it's all for, is the passive buyer of the product, not the user.
Right.
I think that there's like a... Have you guys seen Parasite?
Yes.
I think that's happening.
Yes.
That's
it's
happening.
It's a very serious. On the level with that, like it is as it gets at the same like pit in my stomach that movie gave me.
Yeah, right? You're like, yeah. Now let's explore the house. Let's see what's going on here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Parasite's so good, huh?
Parasite, yeah.
I got the screener, but I feel like I need to see it in the theater.
You should see it in the theater. I'm gonna see it today.
Today, Junior?
Yeah, I just got stubs.
Hell yeah.
I just got stubs.
Uh-oh.
Did the stubs.
Durante turn you?
Durante turn me. I got stubs.
You got bit by a radioactive Durante?
RIP to Carol Spiney.
Carol Spiney.
Who was the puppeteer inside of Big Bird.
Yeah. He's 85.
Yeah, passed away Sunday at the age of 85.
Hmm.
Was the one and only, right?
I feel like, I mean, I don't know if he had retired up until that point, but I'd imagine possibly.
Right.
There's this one quote I just read where he said, I used to say I'd move on to something greater. I wouldn't leave this for anything, but I'd like to keep doing it until I can't hold that bird's head up.
Big Bird.
Oh, Big Bird, you know.
One of the candidates, or one of the characters, one of the candidates for the Democratic nomination, who I support, one of the Sesame Street characters who still holds up. Like, Grover has been fully replaced by Elmo in, like, Grover.
There's no Grover anymore?
What do you mean, like, in Children's Hearts?
Yeah, in Children's Hearts. Oh, like, Grover was, like, when you look back at, like, books from, like, the 80s.
Yeah, a lot of Grover.
Grover was
very Grover-centric universe.
And I don't think
Bert and Ernie too.
I don't think my 3-year-old could pick Grover out of a lineup.
Well, Tickle Me Elmo fucking vaporized all the other characters.
Yeah.
They all those other Sesame Street, those Muppets got drinking problems.
Right.
Tickle Me Elmo, they're like, yo, we ain't shitting.
The Big Bird is still front and center.
Is Oscar the Grouch still around?
Yeah.
I really identify strongly with Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar's still there.
Yeah.
Still out here.
Good.
I loved,
I mean,
Ernie.
But Oscar is such a, like, iconic, like, such a clear representation of he's the only one who's allowed to be mean. Like, it's like, yeah, like, of course that's going to be.
Is he mean?
I guess Bert, not mean, but, like, have negative feelings he expresses on a consistent basis, and maybe Bert, but not really. So, like, it makes sense that Oscar would still be kind of iconic, but Big Bird
he lives
is like
in the trash can.
Big Bird, I guess Big Bird's sort of the protagonist.
Yeah, I mean, he was always, I mean, from when I was watching in like the 80s and like a lot of those episodes from the late 70s and 80s I was watching as a kid was typically around him learning everything.
Yeah.
And then other people began to get their shine. You know, I just want to say I always thought Big Bird was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Brave you know, if
Bert
you
and Ernie got Bert and Ernie got a lot of shine too.
Yeah.
You know, Put Down the Ducky was a big moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, some of us still remember when Big Bird went to Japan.
Oh, wow. You know,
even though it was kind of culturally inaccurate, but he was there.
Wait, what was culturally inaccurate?
I felt like there was one part I was just sort of like, as a kid even, I was like, this is an interesting take on Japan, but it's for kids, you know, they can't get complex.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to watch again. People are like, oh, have you seen it now? I'm like, oh, this is all wrong.
Shout out to them for not overthinking his name also. Because everybody else has.
Well, it was developed by like all child learning development experts, wasn't it? Like that.
But
was
every other
was
character has a name, and they're just like, nah, that's
Big Bird.
that's just a big ass bird right there. Yeah.
Wait, Snuffleupagus. That's a Sesame Street character, right?
Yeah.
Or is that something else?
That's Big Bird's homie.
Yeah, they're tight. Yeah.
What happened to Snuffleupagus?
He's still out here, but
he partying with on the street. He's still on the block.
Yeah, he's still on the block.
Thank God.
You've seen Snuffleupagus recently, like in latter day productions,
but not. He's not like
he used
a
to.
Hugely significant character. Although
see, he's being phased out,
right?
All because he had a drug habit. As Dave Chappelle said, "Come on, Bird, sick Bird."
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure is 35 today.
Yeah, or this year, or this next year.
Right now.
Yeah, let's say it all.
Let's say it.
Right now, this moment, past, present, and future, it will forever be 35.
Yes. So he's probably going to move back in with his parents.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
he's got no health care.
Struggling financially.
They have So anyways, I mean, it's a quick thing. We were talking about Pee-wee's Big Adventure earlier because we were talking about Mr. Francis is taking a bath in the bathtub scene, how we always wanted a gigantic bathtub and chew gum that will make our mouth black and have a servant who is Odd Job from
the James
Bond
movies. It
makes
it look like you have an oil slick coming out of your mouth. Yeah. That's so evocative. And fucking the truck driver, Large Marge, that was like probably the scariest character of my childhood.
When they did the claymation part where like her eyes bugged out and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That fucked me up, man.
I got a real bad temper. That's one of my favorite lines too. It's like, oh no, what'd you do? You know one of those, you know the tags that they put on the mattress? Yeah, well I cut one of them off. I got a real bad temper. Anyway, the movie's classic.
Shit, that movie is classic.
And also, don't forget, that movie is the directorial debut of Tim Burton and Danny Elfman coming together to make make Magique.
Yeah. But did Tim Burton do some of the TV show also?
He must have.
I think he did, right?
Yeah, I think this is the first film, film.
That TV show was like the first TV show I remember watching. That and like He-Man. I would watch them at the same time. Like before I started going to school, I would like stay home and watch that shit.
Yeah, what do you mean before you just didn't go to school?
I think it was.
Or you
when
say
I was
before
you're
of school age?
Yeah, before I was of school age.
And they're like, "Nah, ma, I ain't going to school."
Right? Yeah.
Pee-wee's on.
This is all the education I need.
Mecca, lecca, hiney, ho, leave me alone. I gotta watch this motherfucking show. So now they're doing a huge celebratory tour, like major cities from Valentine's Day to like the end of March. Where you can go, there's like you'll see the movie. There's like a Q&A. You can meet him. You can get a photo. I loved Pee Wee Herman. I remember my mom got a picture with him, and I had that photo of my mom and Pee Wee Herman. Like, just it's a cherished memento for me as a child. And I would show my friends, I'm like, it was my mom and Pee Wee Herman. Back the fuck up. And then what was the thing? He was sort of fake canceled in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
What's fully the story? He was masturbating in
an adult theater in 1991. That is a building that is constructed specifically for like men to masturbate in general.
A masturbatorium?
Like men with too much facial hair.
Yeah, so he got in trouble for being too human.
Right.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
He was too perfectly
He wasn't in. Masturbating in, like when I heard the story in the 90s, I like the way it registered in my brain was he was masturbating like at a children's movie, basically,
right.
Because I associated him with children's culture. I was like, oh, Pee Wee Herman masturbating at a movie theater? Like, was he masturbating at one of his own movies? Like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because I was dumb.
Can you imagine being an adult and being mad at that? Because, like, I get that he made, like, his show is for kids, but he's such a weirdo. Like, you would never watch that and be like, oh, this is 100% nothing but silly, fun, wholesome for my children. Like, you put your kids in front of that because you want your kids to have, like, a cool, weirdo edge to them. Like, it was a weird, psychedelic show that was, like, challenging and scary and dumb. And
yeah, it's like that, like, avant-garde 80s art, like, 80s, early 90s art style, like, I don't even know what the movement is called, but it was like the peak of that.
Yeah. Around that time, one of the people who defended him, Bill Cosby, saying, whatever Rubens has done, this is being blown all out of proportion.
Not to mention
people like Cyndi Lauper and like Zsa Zsa Gabor and Annette Funicello.
Blown out of proportion.
But the thing was, like he was at a theater in Sarasota, Florida, and I guess people were doing, like the cops were doing like a pervert bust, and like they arrested three people. And then I guess when he got to the station, he was saying, like, I can do, like, a charity event. Like, can we not fucking go through with this?
Ruin my career.
Yeah. But they're saying, like, there was a misconception that his show was canceled as a result of this, and he had actually ended the show himself because he's like, it's going to get bad. He's like, we're running out of creative steam.
You know, that's hilarious. So this happened in 91.
Yeah.
And the police showed up. Because in my mind, I can't imagine that. The only way that plays out in my mind is like through the current lens of like someone saw him and filmed him on the phone.
Right.
This was like old school. He got arrested by cops, like giving him a speech style.
You have to be really fucking up to get canceled in the early 90s, I guess.
Well, also, like, you know, this show, how it was out there and it was diverse too, like back then. You know,
Larry Fishburne, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
He was like an underutilized like character actor in movies. People should put him in stuff more. Like
Paul Reubens?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He was so good in Buffy.
He was great in, I didn't see Buffy. I'm sure he was great. It was like a big part. He had like a reoccurring.
He was like the main henchman.
Oh, so he was in it a lot.
But he had the funniest scene because he like died for like 5 minutes.
Oh, the movie, the original
the movie.
Buffy. Oh, I got to rewatch it. Yeah, I never saw the show. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'm sure he was great. He's really good in like Home Alone 2 or something where he plays the weird like.
Oh, that's Joe Pesci you're thinking
no,
of.
No.
Disney. The company that now is are they the only company that makes movies anymore?
I'm pretty sure they own everything.
All of them?
They own me.
Yeah.
I got a back tattoo.
They own
tattoo.
This show.
just up on the shoulder? Like
I got a little Disney back tattoo.
Oh, yeah. An announcement. Next week, the show will be Walt Disney's The Daily Zeitgeist.
The Disney Zeitgeist. So they want to make an Aladdin spinoff.
Off the movie that just came out?
Off the live action Aladdin. So it came out, seems like it came out a few years ago, but it came out this year, 2019.
It did well, right?
It made over $1 billion at the box office.
That's right.
Oof.
So they're like, okay, this means let's start spinning this off into as many things as we can.
Right. So you think maybe it's the titular character, Aladdin, played by Mina Massad.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And in fact, that dude, he just did an interview. He said, people think, he must have made millions. He must be getting all these offers. It's none of those things. I haven't had a single audition since Aladdin came out. I'm sitting here being like, okay, Aladdin just hit 1 billion. Can I at least get an audition?
Damn.
Will Smith weighed in with his, you know, version of like Scientology, personal spirituality, religion mixture, saying, the show business is hard, quote, by design, like the universe, God, whatever you believe. So
wow, what a way to cleverly describe like oppression within an industry.
You gotta.
Oh, it's by design. I mean, that's true though. It's like this racism is by design.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
That's what show business is.
Right.
So
yeah,
the most poorly timed announcement in history. The Hollywood Reporter published an article that Disney was working on an Aladdin spinoff for Disney Plus, all about Prince Anders.
Who the fuck is Prince Anders? I already know that name. That's a Scandinavian person.
That is a Scandinavian person.
He's a very white man.
If you watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, there's that plot with the hot dude. He's basically like plays a hot dude. This dude always plays a hot dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He is like a funny performer. But anyways, he just plays a hapless, like dummy prince.
This
Jasmine,
photo, I've not seen the film. But just this image of to know that they go, this character needs his own show.
Right.
It's as like a fucking joke.
He's in the movie briefly. He's added. He's not in the cartoon. He's added to the live action as just a foil for Aladdin. Because like Aladdin needs somebody to compete for Jasmine's affection. And like there needs to be like the traditional prince that her father's trying to marry her off to.
Who will she fuck?
The actor is Billy Magnuson. And he just basically, they were like, we want to be in the Billy Magnuson business, brother. You tell us, what do you want? And he said, I don't know, that Andrew's character was fun. Like, maybe there's something there. And Disney was like, greenlit. So they're focusing on the one white character from Aladdin for the future of that franchise.
Where will it take place? Like, in wherever they're from?
That's all they got. They're just
the power of those being in those spaces and being a handsome white man, where you became a development executive by just saying, hey, that would be cool.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great, man. Let's fire it up.
That's like if the next Black Panther, they were like, oh, let's make this movie about that one white cop who was right. in the movie.
Well, yeah.
That bounty hunter, like, what's up with Andy Serkis?
So our writer.
Wasn't it Andy Serkis?
Yeah, and we still gonna call it Black Panther, but it will be about this white man.
Right. It'll be Tim from the British Office, right. like the CIA character. Let's make it about his travels through Africa.
That's who people really resonated with.
I think that was really one of the driving forces
about the
film.
What the movie was about?
Yeah, I think that really resonated.
JM, our writer, pointed out that this is something that's happening with female-centric movies. Like, there was that Snow White movie, and then they spun it off to be Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right.
With Chris Hemsworth. The star of Sicario was Emily Blunt, but the sequel, Sicario Day of the Soldado, starred her two male co-stars, and they were talking about kicking Kate Beckinsale out of the Underworld franchise.
Oh, my God. I at least want them to be more on the nose with the titles. Like, in the Huntsman, Snow White, I want it to be Snow White Man.
Yeah, right. Snow White Man.
Snow White's man.
She was a bit like, by a radioactive
man
Snow
savior.
White.
Bad Mom spinoff, Bad Dads is supposedly getting tossed around this town.
Wait, what do you mean? That's just dads.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's just going to be The Hangover.
Right.
With a different
right.
title. Like, okay.
Yeah. There's so many movies about bad dads. Right. There's so much advertising. Do you see advertisement in California that's like, take time to be a dad today?
All the time.
Yeah.
I've seen those ads so many times and I was like, damn, men are so trash that we have to do advertisements to tell y'all to love y'all's children.
Yeah. I get kind of in my feelings when I drive down Crenshaw and I see one and I'm like, okay. Like who
they got them in Franklin Village too, though.
Oh, they have Franklin Village?
In the white spots too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the white dads are also bad.
They're not doing too well. Yeah, that's a really. There was another one that was just so simple that just like speaking to your kid can even help. Like even if it's a baby,
right?
Like, what? Y'all didn't know? Like, okay.
Is it that bad?
I was thinking about like an episode of 90 Day Fiance. This dude, this Russian guy, has a baby, and his wife keeps begging him to talk to the baby. But he's just like, he's always watching an iPad and the baby's just like in a chair and like not being stimulated. And he's like, what am I going to do? The baby's too dumb to learn stuff. Basically was his take. He's like, the baby doesn't know enough. It's like, but you can still talk to your child.
I just need society to do better. Like, I don't want to drive on Sunset Boulevard to see an ad that's like, dads, come home tonight.
Yeah. Try not to be too drunk.
Yeah.
Just two beers.
It's like, you got your pack of cigarettes, didn't you?
Right.
So now it's time to
head go
back.
Dad.
Oh, no.
You got the milk.
Yeah. Come back.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on home,
come
Dad.
Come home, Daddy. What's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay, and my search history is the movie Acrimony.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tyler Perry movie, and it's very, very bad.
Okay.
And I recommend that everybody watch it.
When did it come out?
It came out in 2018, and it actually came out in movie theaters. And I think, you know, we spend so much time, like, talking about, you know, prolific cinema and things mm-hmm. that are, you know, titillating and interesting in film. But, like, there's something wonderful about watching a movie that you know is bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's going to be bad. The editing is going to be, you know.
Wow, editing. You're coming for the editing?
I'm coming
oh,
for
no.
everything. It's one of, like, literally there's, like, four scenes in this movie that are shot on a green screen. Where
no.
they're walking and then nothing's moving in the back and it's like a boat and
no.
somebody in the boat but the boat don't
are they
move.
Doing like fake walking like
they're
just lifting your feet
walking.
Or not even on a treadmill to get
they're
the
doing
motion right
fake
really
I'm watching this
has Taraji P. Henson like,
yes
that's the star of the movie.
It was the first time that Taraji P. Henson like got paid like over $500,000 and she was nominated for an Oscar, so Tyler Perry like gave her the bag.
Damn.
He said he wrote this movie I think in like a week or something like that but and
it
shows
in a week. Yeah.
It shows. The movie makes no sense. The plot points make no sense. There's a point where Taraji, I won't spoil anything, but she ends up on a boat, but you don't know how she got on the boat. And it is very funny.
Just confusing?
No, it's just, so it's like she's very far away at a house, and then these people get on a boat and leave, and the boat has sailed off there in the middle of the mm-hmm. ocean, and then all of a sudden, Taraji on the
hey.
Boat.
Huh.
It's just like, if
where
you want
to stream it.
I hope that you can stream it on Netflix. I don't know if you can.
You know what? I'll
it.
Give Tyler Perry some iTunes money.
But guys,
oh, it's Lionsgate. Do you have the Lionsgate app?
Is
Lionsgate
that an app?
Streaming app?
Stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
don't
good.
Give
it
them
could
any
be.
Ideas.
Yeah, that's probably where we're headed.
But no, it's a. I think that people should spend more time enjoying watching B movies. You know what I mean? Get on Netflix, watch some of those B movies.
Damn, this write up from I'm assuming not a person of color in Variety magazine. kind of sums it up as a ludicrously scattershot drama in which overwrought feminine rage, Diary of a Madwoman craziness, and inept filmmaking are all but inseparable.
The movie cost, I think, $7 million. No, let me see.
What? It says 20.
$20 million, it made 46.
Boom. I'm so shocked that it cost winner. $20 million. I'm sure most of that was to rush yourself.
Are you doing right. the books for them? Is that why? Like, oh, yeah, this is going to cost. That scene where they're walking statically in front of a green screen.
In front of a green screen? Yeah, that's going to cost $12 million.
Okay, one can of Chroma Key green paint. That's about 42 grand
I'm
right
painting
there.
The green screen. Yeah. I'm not even labor. Buying one. Yeah. Looks like I'm a lot charging of the money. My labor.
It looks like a lot of the money went into the movie poster because the movie poster makes me want to watch this movie.
Yeah, no.
It's Taraji P. Henson with her legs crossed, sitting in a chair, just like giving you...
If you ever want to watch just like such a bad movie.
No, I'm watching. This is, I'm
it
in.
Is Chef's Kiss horrible movie.
Chef's Kiss horrible. All right, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and... Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. What's something you think is overrated?
The thing is overrated is releasing a podcast. It's hard. Did you know?
Yeah.
So the last time I was here, I also was like, hey, my Mensa podcast is coming out very soon. Guess what? It's not out yet. You know why? Because releasing a podcast is really hard. I've been like so frustrated this like past week and a half because I have it done. And then you have to like go on all that. You have to like
submit it, get it accepted.
You have to go to like pray to Steve Jobs' ghost.
Yeah.
And like it's crazy.
Well, how much blood did you offer at the altar?
I don't
Steve Jobs?
Have a lot of blood left. I'm almost completely dry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this time of year is a bad time to need my blood.
And you're team dry scabs?
I'm team dry scabs.
Oh,
I'm a clotter.
Yeah.
I'm a clotter through and through. So I don't like to bleed out. And so I didn't offer that much. And so it's just been taking a long ass time.
It's weird in the instructions that they say you have to offer a human baby's worth of blood.
Yeah.
But they say don't like kill a human baby, but just that's the measurement.
But that's like what you should be picturing in terms of volume.
Yes. Well, depending on which Necronomicon you learned off
of.
Yeah.
That's a lot of syllables.
Yeah. Well, the third edition began to define what a baby's worth of blood is. It's about 2 liters.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. I should have offered installments or
you
something.
You got to fill up a big old Shasta 2 liter bottle.
Pour it in Steve Jobs' grave.
Imagine human
baby's worth and then parentheses Shasta bottle. Shasta bottle.
If you wring a baby out over a Shasta bottle, you will fill it.
Shout out to all the parents out there who this is bumming out.
The idea of someone walking around with a Shasta bottle, two-liter Shasta bottle full of blood, but with the Shasta label still on it, I get a big kick out of.
It's not what you think. It's not Shasta.
Ew, Shasta. It's blood.
It's my blood.
It's clotted cow blood.
A bottle of clotted blood.
You mean black pudding?
Yumma, yumma, yumma.
Well, from really great culture to really, really great culture, Sophie Lichterman, super producer.
Oh my gosh!
Shared with us. So Ion TV, that channel, Ion.
She said that she uses it primarily to watch SVU reruns.
Right.
Yeah.
But they make their own original Christmas movies, and she drew our attention to two that are among the most wonderful trailers for anything I've ever seen.
They're so exciting.
Yeah.
So one is called A Christmas Beauty and the Beast. So the cast is Leah Pipes, Ryan Kelly, Rob Rocco, who I thought was from like a 90s movie, but it turns out he is just the boyfriend with mysterious eyes from the TJ Tuggers episode of I Think You Should Leave.
Listen, he's getting work. The man's getting work.
Hi, I'm Ginger Holiday.
She's the internet's trendiest Christmas princess.
Not a thing.
We are making homemade hair dye with peppermint and holly berries.
But when an irritating accident occurs...
irritating accident?
Oh, her head is on fire.
It's going to take maybe 8 weeks to heal.
This bummed out...
Okay, so yeah, she puts hair dye in, her hair gets pink, and then there's a crackling sound, and it burns a little part of her scalp right next to her hair.
Like so little that her hair covers it
yes,
to the naked
easily.
Eye.
Yes, easily covers it.
Signs offline, and her popularity plummets.
Will people still love me when they know how I look?
I know this isn't easy.
Her agent thinks he has the answer.
You haven't posted in over a month, so I'm going to show them the real reason why.
My face.
Not your face.
Hashtag Christmas fairy tale. Wait, what's with all the hearts?
You're in love.
I'm in love? Wait, who am I in love with?
Whoa.
Who is this person
I
telling
think
her
I'm
she's
a new boyfriend.
In love?
Whoa.
Her agent.
Sorry, that was her agent and also TJ Tugger's guy.
Oh, got it.
Who looks like an agent.
Sorry, this is so complex.
It's really...
I know. So, yeah, sorry to catch you guys up. So she, because of her hideous disfigurement, aka tiny little burn under her hairline, she stopped posting for a month.
Oh, no.
Her agent was like, we got to come up with a reason you haven't been posting for a month. And in walks... some guy.
Some
guy.
I guess I'm the boyfriend.
Let's say you have a boyfriend.
I'm the boyfriend.
And?
What happened?
It's just an allergic reaction to some hair dye.
It's not that bad.
Will this fictional fairy tale become a romantic reality? An all-new holiday movie, A Beauty and the Beast Christmas.
I love this.
It is, yeah.
It is.
The fact that he says, what happened when he sees, and it's like not even a noticeable thing.
No, it's like the smallest, like it could just be a slight like blemish.
Right.
And he goes, oh my God.
What happened to you?
I honestly couldn't figure out what was going on for
a
solid minute.
I think we are to believe that in this movie, she, because of this small accident, is the beast.
Right.
Yes.
He is the beauty because he's the other one.
Yes.
Right.
And that the lesson of the movie is that he'll learn to love her in spite of her temporary burn.
Yes.
Yes.
That's brave.
But it's not going to heal for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, but then there isn't time, just in time for a Valentine's Day sequel.
Right.
Right.
This is amazing.
Yeah, but she's not a Valentine's Day influencer, Jamie.
She's a Christmas influencer.
Oh, she's the internet's most trendy Christmas influencer.
I mean, relatable.
Right.
Relatable.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
probably.
Sure.
It's got to be. That was the conversation that went on in the writer's room for this. That's a thing?
Christmas influencer? 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Internet's most trendy, and her name is Ginger Holiday?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your name, then you kind of, what choice do you have?
Right.
Right.
If your name's Ginger Holiday, first of all, cruel parents. Second of all, manifest destiny.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other one is called Best Christmas Ball Ever.
Ooh.
And we don't have time to go into it, but let's just say that Christmas ball is...
It's going to be good.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. It means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.